Now we're going to talk about being responsible for your thoughts and for your stories. So you are the thinker of your thoughts. Thoughts are not real. Stories are not real. This is an essential piece to get, because this is one way that is the most common way how we get stuck in illusion. We believe the stories we told ourselves about ourselves and reality. And as long as we believe our stories, we don't question them. You know, oh, I'm just the person that's like this, that's a story. Or, this just always happens to me. How come others can and I can't? Anytime there is a limitation, there is a negative story that is blocking the flow of abundance. So in order to have all the abundance from the universe come your way, you need to make sure that you are 100% responsible for the thoughts and the stories. So for the stories part, we've looked at that before. Now I just want to focus literally on the thinking part. That's why I said you are the thinker of your thoughts. Thoughts don't just happen to you. They're not random. They don't come from something. Thoughts are not reaction to external something by somebody putting it into you. Thoughts are literally something you generate. That means you can generate a different thought. So when you're having a thought that is negative, you need to notice that you're having it. That thought is in scarcity. And remember, if we want to broadcast abundance, we must be in abundance energy. Scarcity means limitation or lack. So as long as you're broadcasting lack, you're going to be creating lack. So think of the thoughts that are in scarcity. Like, let's say I'm not good enough. That's a thought that is in scarcity. Or I'm not able to. What's wrong with me? Or I want, but I don't know how. Or notice thoughts about your body. Every time you have some sort of an ache and pain, there's probably a thought that says, oh, there is this again. Or, oh, I'm gonna get in this, so I need to make sure I do that. Or if you're noticing something might break, and you're automatically looking at it from the standpoint of like, oh, okay, how do I prevent this from happening? Anytime we do that, we're creating negative thought. Same thing goes from things that we kind of look at it from how to avoid something. As soon as we're in avoidance, we're in a negative thought pattern as well. So when people try to think positive thoughts while the negative thoughts are still there on the background, that does not resolve the broadcast, obviously. So when you notice a negative thought, you're going to tell yourself, I see you, stop, redirect. I will talk more in the next week about how to actually create a different broadcast so we can put together everything you have learned in the course. But for now, I want you to become really aware of your thoughts and how they connect to your stories going towards identity and how they connect to your emotions going towards the external environment. Thoughts are kind of in the middle of your broadcast channel. Also, look in your three abundance personality types to see what thinking patterns would be more beneficial. What stories can you make up about yourself that will be more beneficial, right? You can see there within your sacred abundance contract. You can see there within sort of how you show up in life and what makes you this personality type versus some other type. And the blend of all three, that there are particular things that are beneficial, that if you do more of that, you will naturally be more in alignment with abundance versus if you do more of something that is a negative shadow side, then you will just keep creating scarcity broadcast, right? So look for those things within your abundance personality types so that you can become clear, like, oh, I need to focus on this for this one, this for this one, this for that one, even if it's just one thing for each. Something that like, ooh, if I just tweak that a little bit and pay attention to doing that, no matter what, non-negotiable, because you're now fully responsible and self-integrity-wise able to follow through, right? So you focus on that, and you do that for a continuous certain period of time. You will notice how you're getting more synchronicity naturally. Life is responding to you. Not because you're wanting to create something. This is one thing when people say, like, I want to create money. You cannot create money. You can attract money by not attaching yourself to money. Or, I want to create relationship. Same thing. You can attract relationship by being in alignment and by showing up correctly into the world. And if relationship is something that is on your path, then universe can bring your relationship. So make sure that you look at what are the strong stories that you can make up about yourself within those three personality types that then will help you remain in a harmonious broadcast. That's what the story are meant to be, right? They kind of like definition of who you are, but it could be helpful. It's kind of like a song, right? If you're trying to remember, let's say, a poem, it might be hard for you. But if you put music to the same poem, so it's kind of like a song you can sing and it has a little bit of a rhythm to it and a sound, your brain now uses a different part of itself. So then you memorize it better. This is the same thing here. Make up a story that's kind of like giving it a tune. So then the story has another part of your brain, a more emotional feeling side attached to it. You can literally make it into a movie in your mind so it's visual. You can give it a sound. You can write it down as a couple of sentences and then sing it to yourself. Give it a tune so then you can remember. But whatever that is, those are tools so that you remain within the correct broadcast. So make up a story that will serve you. Now that we have worked so much with the stories that don't serve us, see how you can replace it with a way better one that's based within the parameters of your three personality types and is uplifting for you and is in abundance to begin with, so that your identity that's creating that story is already living in the soul penthouse, already upgraded to the next level.